funny though how it's like, okay, I was in jail for murdering a guy, and JK's like, no problem.
He's okay with it. He's also dating my half-sister.
And actually, when Rafe started out on the show, he was an orphan. He was supposed to be, and with no other family, but somehow it evolved.
And then Ariana.
His mom show up, and Ariana, and now his dad's in town, and
excited to see you back, the little girl who plays Ariana, when you came back.
I mean, those girls are so lovely, and I love spending time with them, and so immediately when I first saw them, I didn't know that they could say my name, but apparently Heather, the mom, has been training them. Like, she'll sit on the computer with them and say, who's this? And she'll say, Christian! Or she'll say, you know, Galen! And then all of a sudden, I'm walking in the hallway, and I see them, and they both start yelling, Camilla! And I'm like,
I just want to say, I was just talking about this actually with my family, just with my daughter and my wife watching the way that you are with them, the space you've made for them allows them to do stuff on TV that you don't really usually see kids that young be okay to do, right?
Right.
The way that they can listen when they need to listen, and the way they're free when they need to be free, that's like a tribute to the care she takes with them as a person.
And you can see the little mom thing. I'm not even a mom, I'm a cat mom, but I see the little things that she would do with
I take it very serious. I mean, I love children, and I feel very, like, they gravitate towards me, and I gravitate towards them. And I do spend a lot of time with them. Like, as soon as they arrive on set, when I know that they have arrived,
that's good. You're building that relationship with them. About that little girl, I also noticed with Sammy when she came in after Will. That little girl, I mean, as an actress, I don't know, but she actually reached out and put her arm around. And that really stood out to me. She understood what Sammy's character was going through.
Have you gotten to have scenes with the little girl?
Just one, Well, I've been around her, but we had one scene where we actually had, you know, something between us. And you know, with her example in mind, you know, we spent a lot of time earlier, as much time as we had, to earlier in the day to kind of make it be okay.
And we find little tricks and little things, of course, you know, movie magic tricks and things like that. But the girls were exposed to a lot of, like, crying and a lot of really scary stuff.
I was wondering how that affected them.
I always wondered that with the young people.
I was very, when I first started working with them, I was very attuned to children already, and I started working with them when they were 6 months old.
Oh my God.
But
oh my.
About a year into it, I took a parenting course.
You did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I took a parenting class.
Wow, that's
and
great.
So I learned a lot, and then it just became kind of like this crazy mom thing where I kept telling the producers, listen, every time I work with them, they always see me crying, and it's really starting to bother me because they are getting this vibe from me that I don't like. Because I would work with them, and then all of a sudden they'd be happy, and I would carry them, and they would get sad or quiet, and so I didn't like it. Immediately changed that, you know, I started spending more time with them, happier time, because I knew that there was going to be crying involved. So I always had like a little bit of a strategy. It's a traumatizing career to have when you're a child.
Well, I was wondering that. It's like, you know, to be able to handle that emotional situation.
That's why I don't want to.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in life, a little kid, you're trying to shield them from all that all the time. So.
Did you talk to them before you do a scene like that? Do you ever get the idea of make-believe and stuff with that?
I usually work with Sydney a lot. And so the last 3 times I've had scenes, I've told her, you know, I just want to make sure you know that we're just playing pretend and this is fake and all of this. And right after I cry and the scene says cut, I'm like, how are you? Like, I just have fun. You know, I break it like immediately.
I see that.
Taping days versus your Netflix series you're on, The Long Hire, is it like a total different?
How do you juggle that?
Yeah, the main difference is the amount of time you have. You know, we'll shoot when we shoot the Longmire. We'll shoot amazing amount of coverage. We'll shoot everything so many times that by the time you're done with the scene, you've performed it, you know, a dozen times, and and they basically can pick from everything you've done.
We see the little
and every
foreshadowing
angle,
and the little hints.
They keep shooting it until something really special happens. And then they walk away. So they have, you know, especially from this angle, there's
it's
all
funny
these
how they figure out about what pairings kind of to try, and you know.
Wonderful kind of moments, and then they can cut it. Whereas we're up against the tyranny of like a time constraint, where you know the goal is to shoot it once and get it right, and if you don't, maybe you do it twice. But you know, generally the rule is not to spend a lot of time. What I love about this though is it's like being on stage in that if something surprising happens, if something kind of that you didn't expect happens, it doesn't matter that it doesn't match something you shot half an hour ago, right? It's okay, and you can go with it. And it's a lot more like being on stage in that regard. That's a thing I love about working
sometimes
live.
It's a little like improv, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, we do rehearse a lot, but some people are unpredictable. You have to get on stage and think something just doesn't feel right, and then we change it up last minute, and you kind of just have to go with it.
So. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to help the younger folks that are just coming out that have been sore ass?
They help me! I'm learning tricks with them.
Coming in that are playing the older version of these younger characters. Do you feel a little bit like I know where, you know, because I see, I know we've all noticed like your progression over the time since you've been on the show.
That was me 5 years ago.
So you kind of go, hey, you know?
Oh, definitely. But that happens with anybody that, you know, even Sal Sowers, she just came on the show. When she first came in, I was like, listen, any question, any concern, any dumb detail that you think is weird or anything, just come knock on my door. You don't even have to knock. Just open it. Like, you know, I'll be there. So, and I do have, I tell it to anybody that joins the show because it can be overwhelming. You get like a packet of like 50 pages on your first day and you're like, what do I do with this?
Where's the bathroom?
The lady that plays our mom, Alma. She comes from a soap opera background in the Spanish world, and she was very frazzled on her first day. She's like, Camila, I have 17 today, what am I going to do?
I'm
like,
so we're gonna see
girl,
mother, huh?
What about when you have 17?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But she did great. She did great, and, you know, with the help of everybody, and we're such a harmonious community that it just everybody pitches it together and we help each other out.
Yeah, it's a safe space to work.
They're finally getting the backstory coming and all
for the Hernandez.
It's exciting as the way it's all coming together.
It was good for us.
Yeah. We've noticed you've got had some chemistry with Kate, a little thing going on with Eduardo and Kate.
Yeah, you know, that seemed to be kind of there effortlessly, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a measure of how she's like so rock solid, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you watch her over the course of any given month, and it's like there's never a moment that isn't just, you know. So that was pretty easy. It was kind of shockingly easy, actually.
Oh, wow.
Just sat down and like, we hardly even ran it.
She's amazing to work with. Like, I had a storyline with her.
And that was awesome. And
Allie. Like little girl here coming from Miami. Oh, here, just work with two main people on the show, like Allison Sweeney, Lauren Puzzle.
Yeah.
And honestly, they made me feel so comfortable, and they were laughing the whole way through and making jokes.
That was such a fun story.
I was just going to ask you, I was just telling and saying to her that it's amazing how for this deadbeat dad that has disowned two families and walked away from him, how rootable you were immediately.
Really?
And how, I mean, it just came through.
Oh, yes.
And we were all just, I mean, we were excited you were going to be on the show, but we were all like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Just blew us away.
And
yes.
So, I don't know if you have any thoughts on how you made that happen.
Cassie and I made that happen, right?
Oh,
I mean, you know,
I wish she was staying with us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I just think it's so amazing to actually be able to. I mean, I've admired her for a long time, and I think I played one scene with her in One Life briefly. But to be able to walk in and, you know, you got this history, and you have this primally horrid event, and, you know, to actually both buy that, but, you know, we were so rough with each other. We were very rough with each other. She made me, she broke me down. She literally got my body into almost the edge of sobbing on day one. And I mean, you know, it's not something that I planned or went for, it just happened, you know, in the space between us. So I mean, that's just the grace of, you know, that's what you always hope will happen. It's something between you will be bigger than the both of you put together, and that's what happened.
Thank you.
Oh, you are.
Oh, I think this one's